All right, we've got a great interview today with Ayub Akil, who is a YouTube influencer with more than 200,000 subscribers. He's made dozens and dozens of videos. He has millions of views on YouTube, and he's now transitioning his business to e-commerce. So he had been a travel vlogger making videos for a travel related audience, and now he wants to transition to e-commerce and business. So we're going to talk to him about growing up sort of in a poor neighborhood and not getting his education up until the point now where he's starting his own businesses and he's helping other businesses build their presence online. So it's a great interview. Stay tuned.
All right, welcome to episode 86 of the Business in Morocco podcast. We're going to be doing a series over the next little while talking about influencers in Morocco and this industry. And we have a guest today, Ayub Akil, and he's going to be sharing about his background as a YouTuber, as a vlogger, and then also his work now in digital media. So Ayub, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me, Ryan. Ryan, I'm really happy to be your guest today.
So can you introduce yourself to our audience and just tell us a little bit about your background?
So my name is Ayub. I'm a YouTuber, vlogger, and digital marketer. So I'm going to tell you quickly my story, and most of people who watch that, they're going to be interested in Moroccan businesses and the Moroccan entrepreneur. So I am from Al Jadida, but my father, he did when I was kids. So, but we were living in, outside Al Medina, not in Al Medina. So I really didn't get a good schools, and I get it scales because, there is no good educations like outside Medina, outside the city. But when I get 15 years old, my mother, she want me to get a good educations, and she moved to city to get a good education and this stuff. But I, in this moment that I get a problem because my accent is not the same accent that it's not like the environment. So mm-hmm. I didn't adapt with this new environment. And I didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to go. Why? Because a lot of people make a joke to me, joke to my accent, joke to my,
Right.
So yeah. And I feel so bad, but when I sit on my computer, I feel good because I play game and I play games with people. They don't know me, they don't know where I am, they don't know my accent, they don't know me. So, and I being addicted with games. So after that 3 years addicted with games, no school, no learn, nothing, just sitting in the house and play games. My friend, he told me that, Ayub, you are sitting in this computer and you do nothing. Why you don't do something that's gonna be profitable for you? Do something that give you, that people earn money by computer, and you now 3 years sitting with no education, with nothing. So you have to do something.
Yeah.
And he gave me ideas. Oh, I can earn money by computer. How? He gave me books, he gave me things, and I'm starting reading books and reading about hope, succeed, earn money, blah, 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 blah. And I start everything that's from Ayub addicted to Ayub. He want to learn, he want to. So I try to give to because the school kicked me out, and I start to come back to school. And I do my best to go, because if you didn't study 3 years, it's so difficult. But for me, I was passionate to work and to go again to school and study. Then I start to, I came back to school and I succeed for the first year. And this give me a good confidence to myself. So I have to do, if I want to do something, I can do it. 20, I get to school and I get my baccalaureate.
Good job.
Yeah, thank you. So because people was thinking that I would never get my baccalaureate because I didn't went to school 3 years, but I succeeded from the first year I succeeded with the, you know, when you think that when you have the passion to do some things, you will do actually. So okay. We go there to Chef Shawan after one experience. We start earning money. We were doing a freelancer. We were trying to find a way, any way. We just have to find a legal way to earn a money by internet, and we find it. And with this experience, I start earn like a 1,000, 2,000 per month, me and my friend. And then everything changed. Like,
so what was that first thing that you started doing to earn money?
Yes, that was my first experience. You know, when like we were like trying to working with AdSense or YouTube or to create a website or start earning money by AdSense or create videos from YouTube and start earning money by YouTube, or doing a freelancer in Fiverr or doing something that can earn money. I host people in my house and I offer to them to food, everything, just to record the videos with me. So that's what I did. I did 100 video in Chef Shawan with a different people, with a different way, with a different ideas, with different, just challenging myself to speak English. To tell people, look, I don't speak good English, but I'm forcing myself to make a good experience and to learn a new things, new skills, new habit with different people from all of the world. And people like this idea and start sharing my videos, sharing my vlogs, and until my YouTube channel go up in 2016, I get like my first. I am the first vlogger in Morocco who reached 100,000 subscribers. And I tell myself that I have to do something big than that. And I do a challenge. It's called Trip to Change. I trip for 1 year from Tanja to Dakhla. I do 32 events in 32 city, from Tanja to Dakhla, from Tanja to Wajda. And this experience for 1 year, just traveling, just doing an event in Morocco. And this event was storyteller. Like, yeah. I go to a place and the people, my audience organize this event to tell people how they can use phone and computer for a good things and get a good habit, get good skills. 1 year, I feel a pain in my backpack and I feel so tired because I did a lot of work, you know, yeah. Like 32 cities and no stop and events. You know, some events, it's reached more 1,000 person in only this event, like in Casablanca or in...
Amazing. Rabat. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a long time to be riding on the bus and sleeping on couches. No yes. wonder you had a pain in your back.
Yeah, exactly what's happened. So after this experience,
before you did your long trip and you did the 32 events, and you were creating videos at all of these events, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Was your YouTube channel monetized at that time? Meaning, were you getting paid for views and other things of your channel?
Yeah, I was earning money by that, but for me, it was not good money.
It was not
because
good money.
I was spending more than I earn.
Okay.
AdSense in Morocco, it's CPM in Morocco, it's not like in US or another country, like even in Saudi Arabia or Morocco now, but now actually now it's going to increase because a lot of company aware that they have to invest in YouTube. So that's why the CPM is going to be up after this years. But okay. But from my experience in 2017, that was no people invest in YouTube. That's why the CPM was so down. Like I have to reach 1 million views to earn 100 dollar. That is not That's not very good money. That's not good money for me.
So just to explain to our audience, in case they're not familiar with the YouTube model, is that advertisers pay creators to get in front of their audience. So when you're watching a YouTube video, if you have to skip ad, you know, you have to watch an ad before you can see the content, advertisers are paying YouTube to get in front of that creator's audience, and YouTube shares some of the profits with that creator. But different countries and even different niches, like different topics, have different rates that they pay based on how valuable that audience is or how in demand that audience is. So what Ayub is saying is that Morocco didn't used to pay very much. The Moroccan audience wasn't seen as valuable to advertisers. There weren't enough people purchasing things online, but that's beginning to change. And as more and more people create YouTube accounts and consume content and trust influencers to make purchasing decisions, as more and more e-commerce happens in Morocco, advertisers are paying more to get in front of the Moroccan audience. So there's more of an opportunity now than there was in the past.
Yeah, because YouTube paid you if like in my YouTube channel, there is some of Moroccan that's working in e-commerce and invest in my videos. And when they say the link and they go to link, if they buy, I will earn more. That's the difference. That's why in Morocco, like we didn't have like a good CPM. Like in US, people go say Amazon ads or something, book or something that he need. They go to click, they give you like affiliate. They give you a percentage of how much he bought from your YouTube video.
So you were seeing this success in becoming influential. You had a large audience. You grew past 100,000. You're now over 200,000. Lots of people are watching your video. You've generated 18 million views, but it wasn't earning you an income. You weren't making enough money. You weren't making good money. So then what did you do next?
In 2017, I decided to off YouTube and go to do a business online, to do a business offline in Morocco. And I start a company in Casablanca. It's called Stone Media for e-commerce, for e-commerce, local e-commerce, to buy things online on in Morocco. So I started with my partner. We start in Casablanca, and we start to sell products, different products. We just bought products from Derb Omar and the places we're in Casablanca, and we start to deliver it in all Morocco. So with this experience, like just two years, me and my partner grow up our company, and we get we hire five people to work with us. And we get a good money with our strategy, and I experienced the real business, like Morocco, to how to create a company, how to contact with your team, how to do a goals, how to make how to set your business online and this stuff. So my idea was Behouse was a brand of a Moroccan products that inspired by other company, like I'm just going to Amazon and see what we can do with pottery, and I came with this idea, and I go to handmaids in Morocco. I tell them that you can do this product. So
Ayub, you when you opened your online store originally, you were selling a variety of products, and then you decided to niche down. Did you have your own storefront, your own site, or were you using Jumia and other online marketplaces?
I had my website. I didn't sell with Jumia.
How did you drive traffic to your website? How did you find customers to come to your site?
Yeah, from Facebook. We was working only in Facebook ads and Instagram ads. Okay. Facebook in Morocco, it's a work a lot. If the people use Facebook ads in the right way, in the good strategy, CPC in Morocco, it's so down. So you feel free to test, you know, it's not like in US.
So again, for our audience that might not be into digital marketing, CPC is the cost per click.
Yeah.
Right. So, you're paying to have traffic driven to your site, and the more traffic you drive, the more you're going to pay. But if the cost is nice and low to have people come, you can generate good returns on that.
Yeah.
So you then chose a certain niche that you thought was going to be the most profitable or the most successful in Morocco?
Yeah, when you concentrate one niche, you can solve a problem in this niche.
Yeah.
So, but can you tell the audience a little bit more, maybe give a few tips for doing social media marketing, a few good things to do and a few things to avoid, a couple mistakes that people make when they do social media advertising?
That I tell my client or anyone that he working online, they have to do a budget for test and budget for the advertisement. A budget for test is very important. Like someone who do about 600 for advertisement. No, we have to do 2,200 for test and 600 for advertisement. Why test? Because when I want to make a digital campaign, me who choose this segment client, me who choose the value, me who choose the script, me who choose everything's on my perspective, everything's on my view. But when I do the advertisement, I didn't get the results. I said, this campaign is not working, digital, it's not working. No, it's not that like that. We have to do a test. After I have to do a budget for tests, because when I do a test, I can know what people know about my products. I can get a good feedback that I can make a good strategy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have to think. I have to work to make a budget for test to get a good feedback. With this feedback, I can create a marketing strategy. So I keep this idea and I create for us a company now in Al Jadida. So I focus on digital marketing. I focus on to help a business here in Al Jadida to set up a business online. And I'm offering like a consultant, and also I'm doing a courses, online courses and the physical courses. I'm only working in my province. Only my city.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you, do you still have those physical stores open from B-House, or are those closed now?
Yeah, I will reopen it next month. I will the design. I will we create now a good store for e-commerce, and I want also to tell people this is kind of store that's gonna be easy to connect with your customer, because now most of people use platforms like Shopify or WeCommerce on the other platforms, but we have in Morocco a different clients with different behaviors, with different. So how, from my experience in Morocco in e-commerce local, we create this platform that's gonna be easy for people who use it.
Okay. So do you still use your YouTube channel? Like you have this asset where you have a large audience, but are you still producing content and can you leverage that audience to what you're doing now to drive traffic to your business?
Yeah, I'm trying. I was actually want to start this, a YouTube show. I don't know if you know it, a YouTube show.
So okay.
That was my ideas before Corona happened, actually. was a video like this, was a podcast. I'm going to talk about business and invite all people that I know, because YouTube gave me a good contact with many people from all of Morocco or successful people in Morocco. So with this contacts, I was I was thinking to do the podcast to share it in my YouTube channel to change my audience for a traveling to a business, because okay. my audience was a passion of traveling or in audience that I would have. So now I want to change my audience to business.
Okay, so do you have coaching clients? You know, can somebody hire you to help them develop an e-commerce business?
Yes. I'm working now on with not a lot, three clients. They has a business, and I'm doing coaching and consulting them. So if you want to work with me, imagine when I opened my company, I do a free consulting for 1 hour to my clients. But this strategy, it should be working, but it's not working with me. That's not working. Why? Because, you know, most entrepreneurs, they don't have the knowledge of business. I have to, in this free consulting, I have to teach him a lot of things. A lot of work. So I just organized that I spend a lot of time with audience that he has a lot of questions, a lot of things. That's why right. I stopped this strategy, and I do a courses for they have to pay. And after this course, maybe I will work with him because
that's a great idea, because number one, the course you create could be a source of revenue if people recognize, I don't know anything, where can I learn the basics? They can purchase your course. But then number two, the graduates of the course, the ones who complete it, could be very warm leads for your business. And now you have a basic understanding, you recognize how this works. Let me guide you and consult you as you shift your business to a digital model. So that's a great strategy. Yeah, it's a good idea.
I'm telling my audience on YouTube also, or in Instagram. Actually, I'm very active in Instagram. So I tell them you have to take a course in digital marketing. It's not about to learn skills or to start a business. You have to know that, because this is very important now. If you now want to make money and you don't have any ideas about digital marketing, you are out of business. You are out of not digital business. It's out your business. 2 years with Corona or 3 years, a lot of businesses gonna scale up, gonna increase the businesses. And the oldest strategy, the oldest businesses, they will be die automatically because they don't activate the digital market.
Yeah, it's true. We've talked about this a lot on the podcast, the need for a lot of outdated business models, brick and mortar stores, not necessarily to throw away their old habits. There still will be people buying things face to face, but to add a digital component as well. And so to build their site or build their e-commerce platform so that customers can come in physically if they want to, or they can enjoy that product or service delivered to their door digitally.
I'm passionate. Some people told me, "Hey, you know, Morocco, it's not that, that's not real." I tell them that there is a many of opportunities in Morocco, because in Morocco, I'm seeing Morocco, it's a leader in Africa. Because, you know, in Morocco, we have many of source of products. We can create a product. There is, you know, how much cooperative in Morocco, you know, how much association they make things in Morocco, a thousand of thousands. Yeah. And they have a problem with communications. They have a problem with marketing. So if we create a value, if we create a solution that we can help them, that we can offer, that we're going to be a leader in Africa, we can create a good money if we're aware and understand how we can communicate. Because with the experience that I get from Turkey, they work on communications. They work a lot on communications. I went to Istush. It's a big market in Istanbul. You know, I feel so bad actually, because I see how the markets, the real suppliers, how they work. In Morocco, like in Derb Omar or Gara Jellal in Casablanca, the biggest market in Morocco, they don't use digital. If they use it digital, they will be more not working in Morocco. They will working on Africa, right. Like in Turkey. They don't create a real product. They just bring it from China and sell it to Iran, sell it to all the country near to them. Now they earn a lot of markets. Why we cannot do it in Morocco? In Morocco, we have a good position.
You're right. We have resources. There's talents.
Yes.
There's people who can hand make things, artisans, craftsmen. And so if the right people come along that help bridge the skilled craftsmen here in Morocco and the resources here to the global market, somebody who can communicate and build a bridge there, you can do very well. And you can profit yourself and you can really help these people profit also. So I agree, there's a lot of potential here. And that's one of the reasons why Ryan and I have started the Business in Morocco podcast, is to help increase that communication, give people a platform to share what they're doing here, and to help provide information to the world about what's happening in business and the opportunities that exist. So.
And I believe in Morocco, there is many opportunities that we have to connect with the right people in the right time and create something has a value. And I know also the government or the people who has money after the years, they will be in marketing. They were not thinking about.
We completely agree. We think that there is a bright future. There are a lot of opportunities here in Morocco. Certainly, any business that is operating today or starting today, thinking about your digital operations, your digital philosophy, the way that you engage customers and educate customers and attract customers online. It's an essential part of any business model. And Ayub, we thank you for coming on the podcast today and sharing your knowledge and your passion for the industry. And wish you the best of luck
in your new podcast and in your
e-commerce and your business consulting. So
thank you so much. I'm really happy to do this podcast in English. This was my first experience in my life, so I'm so happy with that I did it.
Did a great job.
Yeah, good for you. You did a great job. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
All righty, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
All right. Well, Ayub's got a lot of passion. If you look at his YouTube channel, he has created a ton of content. He has millions of views if you add up all of his videos. He's got right now, it looks like 224,000 subscribers. You know, one of the big takeaways for me is that even today, if you have 224,000 subscribers, you know, that's not a job. You really have a hard time earning a living, even if you have that many followers. I think that there's still work to be done for that business model. And if you're an influencer, you really have to be thinking about what's my business plan. Is it just to be sort of social media famous, or is it really like this is what I want my job to be, and how am I going to earn revenue money from the job? Because right now, you know, Facebook is not going to pay you, and Instagram is not going to pay you, and YouTube may pay you a little bit, but you have to figure out ways to generate your own revenue from your audience. As you mentioned to Ayub, how is he using his audience to generate traffic to the businesses that he's creating today? And so that's the big question, is if I'm a vlogger in fashion or sports or health or fitness, how am I going to turn my audience into recurring revenue? Mm-hmm. That's a big question.
Yeah. And that's what we want to explore a little bit is there an opportunity in Morocco for that? Because people are able to generate attention. They are able to get an audience who tunes in and listens to them or watches their content. But does that turn into revenue? Can that become a full-time job? And I love how Ayub is willing to try new things. You know, he encourages his clients, if you want to try a digital campaign, you need to budget for testing. And he does the same thing in his life. He's tried a lot of different endeavors and he's willing to pivot and respond to what works and what doesn't. So he had his online store selling a variety of products and then really shifted towards a niche and then tried to cut out the middleman and go to Turkey and find suppliers himself. And then looking at, can things be manufactured here in Morocco? He explores new ideas for increasing the profitability of a business. And then he's shifted in recognizing, hey, these are really my giftings. I'm able to come up with strategies. I'm able to brainstorm with people. I'm creative. I'm able to inspire. And so he shifted into that consulting and business strategy, guiding companies into turning their products into a more digital model. So it's cool to see the journey that he's been on. And it'll be interesting to see if he's able to transition his audience from kind of a travel, following his vlogs with backpackers and Chef Shawin to e-commerce and business. How much of his audience will translate and can he make that shift with his new branding? So we'll be watching to see.